it's only white students, and they are not getting in those areas where we want them. I know I'm not answering that question, but I'm just saying, irrespective of the numbers we put, if we do not judiciously take our bursaries and employ black, ensure that black vets are developed and trained, it doesn't matter how much we put down there, because they don't go to communities. And I discovered that as we were talking with the guys last night. But the target, change of target, Joe, from 120 to 150.
Thank you, DG. Thank you, Chair. Honorable Chair, we did confirm this with the program, line function program. The line function program indicates that in the E&E, it is actually 150. But they have also negotiated and confirmed with the University of Pretoria that they'll manage this target. Thank you.
Members, are we okay? Shall we proceed? Oda Matali.
Question, Chair, but I think as public representatives, we should be concerned that the intake is racially skewed from what the DG is saying, and also take an active interest in conscientizing our communities for this interest to develop, you know, because as he was presenting, I was putting myself in my community and then saying kanali veterinarians kidi doctor chali pofolo chali mtsa lady katsi and you know with the attitude we need to also play an active role in encouraging people to have an interest in this field, because I think it's mainly the problem of an interest. I might be wrong, but you know, I was just looking at it from my village and how we relate to those situations of animals. Thank you.
No, thank you. What we'll do in the next meeting, DG, remember you spoke about the revolution. Revolutionizing the veterinarian, whatever. So I hope your revolution will talk to the concern that you are raising. Your revolution will talk to what Rematale is talking about. Because you see, revolution is total transformation, not just transformation. So you will have to talk to those. Members, shall we now proceed to the report? But before you leave, Honorable DG and Honorable Members. Now, Members, there are two communique which were sent to the department. Last year when I was not here, when you discussed the APP, you made certain recommendations and you submitted those to the House, and the House adopted. And the speaker wrote to the minister to indicate that the minister must respond to the two issues that you raised and table that in the National Assembly in order for the speaker to refer that back to us. They've not done so. You have not done that, DG. Last year in November, the same thing, BRRR, you made recommendations. The House adopted those recommendations. The speaker wrote to the department and requested them to respond. They have not done so. So we want to make it formal in this House, in this meeting, DG, that we want you to table those reports to the Speaker, as requested by the Speaker, in order for the Speaker to officially refer those matters to the Portfolio Committee. The second thing, which we have been requesting you on many occasions, you must respond to issues on time. We are talking about things of May 2016 in 2017. It can be. It means there's a problem somewhere. We are talking about things of 2016 November in 2017. It can be. Because once you do that, it means you are saying this committee must work backwards. And we don't want to work like that. Please help us to do our work. Because your failure to respond to issues timelessly are disorganizing this committee. Sivene DG. No, I don't want you to comment. In actual fact, we are telling you, you don't have an option. You must respond to the letters of the speaker, and it is not open for discussion. You are released, DG and your team, and thank you very much. Oh, before that, Honorable Matale.
I thought, Chair, if it is possible, because we are talking about old things, if it is possible to say by this time they must respond to the issues, because if we still give them a blank check and they have not been helpful for the past year, I don't think it will be correct for us as a committee to do that. We must give them time frames that within this period they should come back to they should have submitted to the speaker's office.
Oh, okay.
We received the, we got, we're not going to talk about when the letter came to us and all that. The truth now, we said, submitted the letter to acting minister Mr. Ngwindi. He took it to the speaker yesterday. It was tabled. Now from there it's coming here. So that has been done
for both.
Yes, we did all the responses yesterday and they were all submitted. And of course, I'm not managing excuses. We saw it the other day that there was this requirement. There was some communication breakdown, and it was addressed to the minister.
No, leave that.
But we have submitted. Once we got it, Chair, we worked on it, went to Mr. Ngwindi, from there he went to
Mr. Just leave the one of receiving.
Okay.
You know that whether you'll address your administrative problems.
Okay.
The speaker sent a letter to you in May last year.
Point
the second one in November last year.
Point taken, Chair.
Yeah. And you only responded yesterday.
Yes.
So hopefully then the speaker will then refer those. Honorable Stein, it then means once the speaker is referred, we'll then deal with the BRRR. Okay. Thank you very much. Members, I hope that you did receive the copy of the draft report. The copy of the draft report. So we are just going to go page by page quickly with an understanding that you have gone through the report. Page one of the report. Page 2. Are we together, members?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7, if I'm too fast you must tell me, I'm slow, or page 8. Page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13. On page 12. Okay.
I just wanted to question on 5.1.
5.1.
Yeah, ensure that the minister engages with National Treasury. I can't remember that I've seen it somewhere, but is it not good for us also to maybe have a meeting with National Treasury to understand why we keep on having problems with funding requirements, why do we only leave it to the minister?
No, I want you to make a suggestion, because my assumption was that what we wanted them to do was that they must meet, minister must give us a report, based on the report of the minister will then decide how to take it forward. But it seems you are suggesting that it must be, we must do it simultaneously.
Yeah, Chair, I'll tell you why. Remember when we discussed this, the deputy minister then came in to say, well, this is not going to happen. We've met with them. We've seen them. There was a whole response from the deputy minister when we discussed this. So I think what we can do is recommend that the minister give us a written... I don't even think we need the minister. The discussion happened in the portfolio coming from the deputy minister. So I think this portfolio needs to set up meetings and engagements with Treasury, or it's not really Treasury, it's that other committee. What are they called, the ones that looking at funding, can't remember.
Appropriations.
I think we need to set up a meeting with them specifically to look at this, because maybe there's something that we as a committee can do to assist for future purposes. It doesn't help us to leave it with the ministry that we've asked them for years now for funding. If we look at back at OBP, ARC, all those things, maybe they can tell us that they never submitted or whatever.
Do you think we must put it here because these are the recommendations that are going to the National Assembly? Do you think we must put that here, or do you think that ourselves on our own as a committee, we must take a decision that says we must have a joint meeting with the Appropriation Committee, the Finance Committee, to come and discuss this thing? Then we invite them as this committee to come to that meeting, instead of us making a recommendation in the National Assembly that we must have a joint meeting. Don't you think it's just need our own decision that on our own invite them, they must come, then we discuss?
Yeah, Chair, I think that's my understanding. I don't think we need to make a recommendation to the minister to see them. We've done it in the past. It's in there. Maybe it will come out of what they are responding on the BRRR, because we've been saying it for years and we got the response here. So I don't know. Maybe the rest of the committee feels different.
Okay. No, I'm just reminded by the content advisor here that we have already taken that decision as a committee. What we need to do is just for us in our program to include it there and invite those relevant committees. So we'll just have to act on it. Okay? we are on page 14, eh? Is it 14? Okay. And then page 15. Oh, on our Matale.
I'm sorry. After you commented on page 12, I was busy trying to formulate something that says that. Because I think we what he's raising is a fair point. And I thought probably we could make a formulation that reflects that the committee should meet with the Appropriation Committee to have a further discussion on this matter, so that as we submit the report there, that is reflected that we are going to engage with the Appropriation with regard to this. I don't know whether what one is saying doesn't make sense, but I thought if we are going to do something that has to do with this report, somewhere there must be a sentence that says we are going to have further engagement regarding the issues that we have raised in the report, so that as somebody reads the report in the assembly, they also pick up that no, we are going to have further engagement, or as we do further engagement, even in our report is reflected that we are going to do further engagement on the matter. Thanks.
You know, I get you, Honorable Matale. What we are saying is just that we have taken a decision as a committee. We have not implemented that decision. So what we need to do, we don't have to recommend to the House, because we have taken that decision. Because when we recommend to the House, we are saying the House must discuss and decide whether we should have that meeting or not. We have taken that decision. we must just program it and invite them and discuss this matter, instead of us requesting the House that we want to have a meeting. It is within our powers, that one. We don't need the permission of the National Assembly. Okay? Page 15. Honorable Filtani.
Thanks for the opportunity, Chair. 512. On page 15. I would want us to be more expansive, if I may put it that way, on this issue of the fishing permits, if I can use that generic term. You know that, you may recall that in the meeting that we had at Mark's building last week or so, there was that delegation that came up there to submit a memorandum to the department or to the committee. I don't know exactly who they were targeting. And from my side, I've also received, some submissions, in the same vein. What is clear is that there is definitely a need to go deeper into the problems surrounding the issuing of permits, fishing permits. Now, I would want for us to structure something that will instruct the department to delve deeper into the causes of this endless rambling about the processes and the policies that they follow when they issue permits. You may recall that on Tuesday, I said that I would come up with that at another stage, and this is the stage where I think this would be appropriate. In the meeting we had last week on Thursday, I had said that I couldn't remember whether there had been a commission, but I've since now established from the support staff that there was a commission which was of an... It was not your normal commission, but that one had a specific terms of reference to investigate certain things, not just to find out what it is that actually is lying at the bottom of this endless fighting about who gets permits and who doesn't get permits. As it is now, I don't think we are so clear as to what principles does the department follow. It's possible that they've got a policy that they're following, but I'm not sure if we are all comfortable in our understanding of the policy that they follow. So I would want for us to structure something that we will put into this to recommend that, a more in-depth investigation or something be gone into to find out exactly how we can find a solution to this whole problem. Thank you, sir.
Honourable Madela.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning, colleagues and comrades. Chair, please pardon me because I'm still a new kid on the block in this committee. I would wish the committee perhaps to consider the available input from Honourable Filtani in the same way as we have done in the previous instance in relation to engaging the Appropriation Committee. But I want us to, if it hasn't been done, to take it a bit further, that this committee conduct public hearings into the fishing sector. Go to those communities, hear directly from the people what are the gist of the problem, engage the department and assist the department in formulating certain clear policies that indeed will alleviate this particular problem, Chair. I would want to appeal that we perhaps not put it in this report as such, but indeed that it makes it, if the committee has not done any public hearings before. I've heard now about the commission that has been appointed, don't know what the terms of reference was, don't know what the report of that commission was. That's why I'm actually starting with an apology, saying I'm a new kid on the block, I do not know what has transpired before here, but I think, Chair, from where I'm sitting, that engagement, that formal public hearings into this particular issue, I think is a matter that we should certainly consider as part of the program of this committee, Chair. And I say it with respect to my colleague, Filtani.
Just two quick things, Honourable Members. The first one, you will recall that that public hearing, we had it in the same room with all the stakeholders. They were all here. They've made presentations and so on. As this committee, we wrote to the department. We had requested them to respond to those issues. We have been processing that particular response. And the previous decision that we took was that what is left now is for us to go back to those communities and say to those communities on issues that we have raised that relate to the fishing industry and so on. These are the responses of the department and so on. And also do our own oversight to just establish as to what the department says they are going to do or they are doing, whether is it happening and so on. So that process is taking place. But the second one, Honourable Filtani, that relates to the memorandum and so on. The chair did delegate a few members to go and receive the memorandum. One of those was Honourable Van Dalen. They went, they did receive the memorandum, and then those people wanted us to respond within a certain time. And I know that the chairperson has also received a request from the DA requesting that we must have a meeting to discuss those issues. In my engagement with the chair, we have agreed that we'll also have to program that particular item in order for the committee to come and deal with that particular item. We have also, myself together with the chairperson, spoken to the minister also about those issues, just to highlight to him that there are these issues and the committee is going to deal with these issues and so on and so forth. Even yourself from the side of the executive, you need to be dealing with those. So that meeting will be coming. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Page 16. Can I get the mover for adoption? On our full daddy moves? Oh.
Just one technical issue about the format of the report or the sequencing, let me say. The very first item on our recommendations, or is it the first item? 5.1 speaks about funding. And then we take the next sub paragraph, speak about, refer to other things. And then on page 15, 514, my recommendation is that everything to do with funding should be should follow one another, rather than talk about funding on 5.1 and then 2 and 5.1. I'm lost now. Okay. Yeah, we talk about finding on 5.1. And then we deal with other issues in the next couple of sub-paragraphs. And we only come back to funding on page 15, 5.12 and 5.13. My recommendation is that we put those together under 5.1 and then we move them. In other words, it should be 5.13. Should be 5.2, and 5.14 should be number 3, and then we deal with the other issues, just so that when somebody reads this report, they can see that here we're dealing with funding and then we deal with other issues. Such a minor technical issue. Thank you, sir.
I think members,
otherwise I move accordingly that we adopt the report.
Members, I think we agree with the suggestion that we must follow a proper chronological order.
Yeah.
We might even say that the issues of funding must be the last. You must talk about challenges and so on, then at the end you must then request that you need to fund those things and so on. So we'll deal with the chronological order. On our Filtani moves for adoption, on our Matale.
Second, the move by Honourable Filtani for us to adopt the report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Those amendments.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Members, just one announcement. Let me call it an announcement. You might have realized that in today's headlines, there is a matter about the hawks and fisheries. I haven't spoken to the chairperson, but I did get a brief briefing from the DG. I will be talking to the chairperson after this meeting. We might want to convene a quick meeting very soon, just to come and get a full briefing from the department on that matter. So I'm simply saying, let's not jump into this issue and begin to make all sorts of statements and so on and so forth. As a committee, we'll get time, we'll come, sit down, get a proper briefing and discuss this matter and see how do we process it. Agreed, but I will talk to the chairperson after this meeting. Onao Matale?
Without going into a discussion, but as a matter of principle, that as a committee we should encourage that any wrongdoing, let the law take its course. We don't have to have a meeting to agree on that, just to support, you know, probably the chair and yourselves. There should be things that you are able to communicate, which is a principled matter, which does not necessarily need the ourselves as a committee to sit for you to communicate that. And I think it will be important that we, you know, law enforcement must be seen to be supported by the committee. Thanks.
Members, I don't want us to discuss it. It was an announcement. The meeting is adjourned.